When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV's podcast 487.
Perfect number to start an entirely different time.
Yeah, how I love those nice round even numbers. Well, we're not doing that today. So welcome in 487. When we started last year, Happy New Year, everyone. When we started last year, I think the number was 427, something like that. All I know is I think we did 50 out of 52 possible weeks last year.
How did we miss two?
I think
those might have been like drop zone ones where I was traveling or something happened.
And nonetheless, we got about 50 in last year on our way to 500, which will come in, just a few months. And welcome in. And for the first time, we're intentionally starting at 8 p.m., which was kind of a decision or a thought that we brought up last week and said, hey, maybe people will come in earlier. It seems like that's one of the comments we get most commonly is that, oh, we're just so late at night for live listeners. Yeah. And so we push things up an hour, and one group that doesn't help is our first guest that we're going to welcome in tonight because they're coming all the way from Norway. We have Luke Lorentzen along with Bradley Williams. Good evening, guys.
Hey.
Or good morning, depending on...
Good night.
3 a.m., that's like right in the middle. That could be a really good night or a really early morning.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year. Thank you guys for joining us and being our first guest here of 2024. And if we get right into it, today we saw an announcement. Sponsorships. Yes, I was going to say sponsorships galore. But Luke, let's start with you. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, I have new sponsors.
Cool. Bradley, your turn.
Uh-huh, okay.
Hi, my name is Bradley.
Yes, you have new sponsors. A few weeks ago, you had made an announcement that you were leaving Prodigy and that you'd have a new announcement. That dropped on your YouTube channel today. So elaborate. What does this new sponsorship look like for you? And who are these incredible new sponsors?
Yeah, it's... I signed a 4-year contract with ThoughtSpace. So that's basically not my entire career, but I wanted to find a sponsor that I could be with for the rest of my career. So I partner up with ThoughtSpace. I've known Aaron from ThoughtSpace a while. I've been working with them for a few years, and I know their discs, and I really like their discs. I love their stamps. They have different stamps for every plastic and mold, which is, to me, it's pretty unique and really cool. So we partner up for 4 years, and I also signed a contract with Infinite for 2024.
Awesome. So congratulations.
Thank
Immediately,
you.
Some people would then wonder, how has this come about for, like, I think of Maria Oliva, Thought Space, along with Infinite, and I think of a few of our other players that I feel like have kind of gone this route. Like, how does that connection, how does that tie? Is it because Thought Space and Infinite are already so tight as well? Like, how does this collaboration all come together?
Yeah, they're really tight. So I think, or I know that they work really good together. And since they're both kind of open bag, it just makes sense.
How many different molds? Well, if it's open bag, maybe that answers everything, that you can throw whatever you want. But are there any requirements or minimums in which you have to throw of any given brand, whether it's Infinite branded discs or Thought Space branded discs? Like, break down, how does that work for you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have to throw a minimum of molds from each company. I have more with Thought Space than Infinite. So I'm thinking it's going to be an open bag. It's going to be a mixed bag, but it's not going to be a lot of other molds than Thought Space and Infinite.
Okay.
You talked, or, you know, you've talked online, and I know you talked to Terry behind the scenes about your sports visa, and was a new sponsor, is that a big part of this? Does the new sponsor help with the sports visa? How exactly does all that work from your side?
Yeah, it's, I had to have a sponsor to get the visa. So it's like, Thought Space, it's the petitioner. So they kind of apply for me to come to the States. Even though I did the visa and all the work, he's the one signing it. He's the one kind of just sending it in and doing all that stuff. So it is really important to have a sponsor, and that was super crucial for me. I mean, we kind of decided that I was going to get a visa. That was like, I guess, this summer. And then I kind of was thinking if I wanted to switch sponsors or not. So it's been months of stress and just trying to figure out how to do this, because it is a lot of work and it is required to have a sponsor. So it did really play a huge part in this process.
And so, what's the word? Have you found anything out? Do you know anything? Anything you can share with us at this point? Are you still kind of waiting?
Yeah, we send it in. We did send it in December, and we paid for like an expedited type thing. But we did get it back because it was something wrong with the checks we added. So we basically just have to switch out the checks and send it back. So we're 3 weeks behind from like where we actually sent it in, because we got it back. But that means there's no words or anything. We don't know if it's going to be approved. We don't know if it's going to get denied. But we're going to send it in now. They have to give a reply within 15 days.
Okay.
So that's like 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that's relatively quick. That was going to be my next question, is what is kind of the expected turnaround? So the fact that they're saying 15 days, or, you know, probably 15 business days, is actually pretty quick. And you can share, I guess, whatever you can share, but is that a lot of extra pressure on a sponsor? And is that maybe something that Prodigy wasn't willing to do, or just did you know you wanted to move on regardless? But I think of, you know, I'm guessing Aaron and Thought Space, to some degree, they're vouching for you. I mean, they have to be taking on some form of accountability in doing as much. Is that a fair statement? I mean, are they putting their neck out for you and vouching for you?
Well, it's not really vouching for me in the same way it would be if you got married to someone. Like, if you're married, they're, like, actually vouching for you in the way they're like, I'm going to take care of this person. Okay. Like, if she can't take care of herself, then I'm going to take care of her. But this is kind of more of a, we're bringing her, she's going to work for us. Like, okay, we bring her over. But on the, when you mentioned Prodigy, it was kind of a weird thing, since the contract with the sponsor have to be a part of it, and it needs to be a longer one. It can't just be like a year, because you have to prove in a way that you're going to be in the States and play. So that means I kind of have to, I had to think who I wanted to be partnered with for like the next 5 years. So it was a weird thing where I could have been with Prodigy next year, maybe, but then I didn't want to for the next 5 years. So I had to kind of make the decision, you might say, a bit earlier than I would necessarily do.
Yeah, what an interesting thought process about, we'll just say, the commitment level of, you know, you're committing to hopefully obtaining, I think it's a 5-year visa. And then if you have a company that is, you know, co-signing on that, so to speak, like you said, you're committing to both at that point, which is more than what we're used to worrying about here in the States, as most contracts are just 1 or 2 years. So
we kind of saw the same thing with Thomas Gilbert.
And that was my next question.
Who went with a 4-year agreement and, you know, to match the sports visa and whatnot. So this is a little bit of a tried trail, so to speak.
Well, yeah. Of course, we wish you the best of luck. Dare I have to ask, what if they were to come back and say, hey, we're not going to grant you this visa, what does that still mean for your playing? How much can you still visit? Like, what does that exactly mean for your playing here in the States?
I think it basically means I can't play at all in the States.
Like, zero trips here? Like, never?
Yeah. So, I'm not like 100% sure, but I know for sure that right now they're not going to allow me in on a normal like tourist visa. Because I've been honest saying I'm playing, and they've already questioned me at the border. So it's, I mean, in the future, I'm probably going to be able to at some tournaments, but I don't think I'm going to have the courage to try and get in for a while if I don't get the visa.
The silver lining, so to speak, on this is if something like that, heaven forbid, were to happen, the Europe has just announced a relatively big tour that I think would maybe work out for you that way. I mean, we've got a couple of elite and then a bunch of silver events that are an actual European tour now this year. I know we've had kind of two smaller ones in the past, or two of them in the past. I don't want to call them smaller, but we've kind of a combined tour. So I suppose that could always be an unfortunate fallback plan. Not that we want to see that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely. I'm not going to quit playing. I'm definitely going to play in Europe. So, hopefully, I can play.
Would you have any of those challenges? I was just going to say, would you have any challenges? Like, again, heaven forbid you don't get the sports visa. Are there any questions or challenges about full time touring all around Europe and playing? Would you have any border challenges, so to speak?
No.
Okay.
Nope. That would not be a problem.
So, is there any chance after Worlds you took like half your frisbees out and then you just tried to bring it like all singles or US dollars back into Norway? Is that why they stopped you and said, hey, we think you're, we know that you're doing some work here. You brought back a whole bunch of, just a whole bag full of money. Okay. I mean, they might tip things off a little bit.
A world's trophy that you walked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
and a bag
about.
Full of money. No, they gave me this for touring. Lord. For just, I Grand Canyoned the best. This is how I won this trophy. all right. So you raised your own red flags by becoming very much an international superstar and player, which is awesome. So we wish you the best of luck with how all of that will go down. Is there any other... I'll bring Bradley into this as well. Assuming you get approved, what does it look like for one or both of you to travel back? What's kind of the plan? Bradley, are you on vacation, just enjoying wintertime? Are you ready to, like, what's the plan here?
Just the Texas boy vacationing in Norway in the middle of winter.
In the middle of winter.
Yeah, what's the plan?
I mean, you couldn't even get out of your door this morning. There was so much snow. And I know you're not used to that. That's Bradley. True.
I'm not. It's basically summer in Texas right now. I'm sweating in t-shirt and shorts. You know, this Christmas, this like New Year's time of year is like a big Norwegian tradition, especially for her family. So maybe being here kind of makes sense in that regard. Is, you know, connect with those people that they take the holidays pretty seriously, and they're super invested when it comes to these traditions. So. It would be just, it would be unfortunate to not be here for that, which works out conveniently well with my family, because we as a family do not celebrate Christmas. We do Thanksgiving, which, you know, as an American, it's like, well, we're the only people doing Thanksgiving. So, yeah, it works out pretty well. I see my family during Thanksgiving, and then I can elect to come here and hang out with her family. In the winter. And as an avid video game player and coffee drinker, I have no problem not opening the door to go outside.
Yeah, that is true.
So it's not really that big of a problem. There is a problem, though. I have like a chronic disease. I have, it's called coarse envy. And if I ever open up Instagram and I see anyone playing disc golf anywhere, I get so upset. I'm like, I go mad in the head. Like, I have to get out and play. Like, it's bizarre. And I am serious. So I'm starting to feel coarse envy. I mean,
can't be on Instagram.
Yeah, I can't. I literally cannot be on social media.
That's one answer.
I get so upset.
Yep.
Yeah.
Most people get upset like when they open up social media, like politics or religion or something. Not Bradley. He gets upset when he sees, you know, Ella
like,
Hansen
damn it,
throwing.
So he's out at Harry Myers Park playing in Texas. What the hell?
What how much the winter? Hell, man.
He's how like commenting. He's like, oh my God, no.
How much winter golf have you done over there, Bradley? I've seen a little bit on your social of you out there throwing. How many actual rounds have you played there?
I have played, I don't think I've even gone to a tee pad. I did like trudge out into the snow and launch a disc, if you could call it that.
That was more like YouTube envy, because I was filming for my announcement video, and then mm-hmm. he's like, I filmed you, now I want to do something too.
That's true. That is true. I was the film crew and production staff of your video, and I couldn't help myself. I had to go out and throw a disc. Like,
yeah,
I needed to do it.
I like how you answered like not his question about when you're going to come back.
I think the answer was zero. He hasn't played any full rounds.
Well, when do you plan to come back? I guess that was ultimately my original question.
Ultimately.
When do one or both of you plan to come back?
Well, we were trying to talk about that, but we didn't do it yesterday. It was like, how much time do you need to become a pro again? Like, I truly believe that you need to take, if you play sports for a living, you need to cross train or sort of take a break at some point and do something else physically with your body that's in a different like rotation or format mm-hmm. than you're used to. You know, being here is a part of that. Like, we go to the gym, we work out just about every day. And if we can't make it to the gym, we do at a home workout. So, like, taking a break is definitely important. It's like, how long do I need to get back into being a professional? Is it 2 weeks of playing straight? Is it three? We're sort of trying to figure that out, because I would love to be in Florida as soon as possible, not only just to take care of my course envy and play courses that I've never seen, but also to, you know, basically start practicing.
So, Bradley, can I show you something real quick? I think you can see this. This is the Rocky IV montage of, I believe if Sylvester Stallone can do it.
Is this Russia, though? Or is
I think,
Norway?
Look at all the snow.
Okay.
You talk about cross training. See, you've got some of the Americans here. It's just reverse the two and you're set, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this was me yesterday last night when I had to go rescue a car from the snow.
Yep.
I think I did an hour of shovel cross training.
It was an hour and it's still not like
out.
We still can't get out, actually.
Well, you know, again, now to be fair, Bradley, you're talking to a couple of guys who grew up in Wisconsin. Winters and weather of that nature was, you know, secondhand to us, you know, growing up. Not quite as much snow.
I was
going to
say not quite that. But, that's more Buffalo level snow. We're used to seeing like, oh, look, we're going to get 10 to 12 inches today. Yeah. And that's a great snowfall. It looks like that's kind of that's called Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Taking it all in.
Literally, I think on Wednesday they sent us a text and they were like, expect a meter of snow, possibly work from home.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Advice
maybe.
To please do not use your car and please work at home.
All right. Well, and then not a whole lot of daylight as well, right? Were you down to like 6 or so hours of daylight roughly?
If you can call it that.
It's not even daylight. We haven't seen sun. It's funny because the day we did our filming for my announcement, I told Bradley, I'm like, okay, in 30 minutes, we're going to have 30 minutes of sun. And this is going to be the last sun you'll see in a week. And he's like, what do you mean? I don't get it. I'm like, what I'm saying is what I mean. And then we're like filming and then the sun comes up. He's like, oh, it's so nice. And then it's like, it's gone. And we filmed exactly when the sun was there. And after that, it's been so dark.
Dude, that Gandalf came over the mountain. The sun came out. I was like, what is that light? It was everywhere. And then I haven't seen it in like many hours.
So no light at all. Since then.
Okay. So before we move on to Bradley and your promotion and your sponsorship, real quick, with a little crossover of what you guys are just talking about now, what's the plan for social media, for YouTube, combined page, separate pages, or channels? Like what's in the works here? Because I've seen a few announcements and I'm excited for it, but let's get the word out to everybody what we should expect here for YouTube and whatnot here in 2024.
First we kind of wanted a combined like collab YouTube, so I kind of started that, but then it kind of became my YouTube, so I changed it. So now it's just mine because he already has a YouTube channel, and we were like, well, why? Why combine it? Why not have two channels? And then we'll get hopefully double the amount of viewers because we have two channels. And then we can do we can do collabs, right? We have like front nine, back nine. We have like whatever, right? So right now we have our own channels and we're both going to do YouTube this season. So...
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we're going to learn how to vlog and talk nonstop for 22 minutes while filming our life.
But it's not going to be a problem.
Well, okay, you seemed a little hesitant. You admitted in one of your earlier videos that it felt a little weird and that you would have to maybe get more comfortable. Are you saying you're already there?
It's going to be hard for you.
It is hard. It is hard for me. And I'm getting better, but it's just weird. It's the combo of yourself being filmed, like looking at yourself. That's weird.
And your voice.
And my voice gets weird. And
then coming up with
and
ideas.
And I can speak English.
And then English. Gosh. English.
The English.
The subtitles are going to be tough to understand.
Yeah. So, yeah, my goal is to, like, have the subtitles all correct. I'm like speaking super clear.
Mm-hmm.
With lots of enunciation and mouth movement. Okay.
Just speak louder. I think that's what Americans do when, you know, just,
that's
just
so
hello.
True. We were talking about that. It's so we were seriously talking. We discovered
we're practicing my English and I've been reading a book.
Yeah, we should. She's been reading like an American book.
And it's so complicated and I stop in the middle of a word. And he doesn't even know what the word is. I'm like, I don't know. And we have to like figure out how to pronounce it. But when I speak more clear, my accent is worse in a way. But if I speak loud and quick, like, you can kind of like the accent is better in a way. So I have to speak clear.
It sounds less
and
Norwegian.
Fast.
You sound less foreign. Yeah. You sound more American when you speak. Yeah. If that's what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Yes. All right. Bradley, only because I think it's a part of the iPod, AirPod positioning. Maybe either if you either look at her a little or maybe lean in a little closer, you guys get it. Just sometimes when you're talking, you go in and out a little bit with your volume. So,
I'm sorry. We didn't mean to make him closer.
So we'll try that. Oh, yeah. There you go. That's what
it's not this kind of podcast.
That's for our after show. All right. We
Terry said there was, it is whatever it goes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. It's new time, new rules. Anything goes.
Anything goes. So,
well, Bradley, let's talk about your promotion. You were moved from, there was an announcement today that you were moved from Innova champion team up to the Innova star team. We saw last year you had done an interview that at one point you, I forget the event, that you laid up for first place to take an easy second. Was that USDGC even?
Blue Mountain.
Oh, Blue Mountain. Because, yeah, it was Blue Mountain, I believe.
Blue Ridge.
Because you wanted the guaranteed money. Because you said yourself, like, it's hard to tour out here when you're maybe not on the top team getting the tour stamps. Is this type of promotion, is that going to change your mentality to golf? Are you going to, is that something you're still going to look at as far as cash flow versus what, or are you going to, or does this make you more comfortable now that you're like, no holds barred, Bradley?
No, absolutely not. There's still not enough revenue that's just handed out that can float decisions. And I don't know how it's supposed to work out. Like, are you supposed to eat water, beans, and sleep literally in a car? Spending no overhead cost, and then you just risk it all until someone goes, holy crap, that was heroic. Let's rescue you from the slums and you're a Slumdog Millionaire or whatever. I've toured a lot. I've been playing disc golf since 2008. I've definitely had to call and be like, hey, is anyone in the area hosting? You know, is that a possibility? Like, can I do a clinic in exchange for this? Just so when you cash out for $575 and you take away the production cost, you're like, oh, I walked away with $125 profit because I slept on a floor, and that just keeps stacking up. I've lived the rough lifestyle on the tour, and like the last few seasons, I've been willing to up my overhead costs. So, you know, we're buying better food, we're paying for Airbnb lodging, but now my weekly cost to play a pro tour event is much closer to $1,000. Like, that's my investment. And two things have happened. One, my quality of life is better. And two, I think because I am putting like a higher projected cost to play, I personally somehow earn more money. It's a weird thing. Maybe there's a psychology trick to it. Maybe if you put the carrot in front of the stick, I don't even know if that's the carrots in front of the stick. It's like, maybe if you spend more, you make more. It's super weird. I don't know really how that worked out, but it did. It fits that expression well. When it comes to sponsorships, though, I pretty much get enough financial support to cover my basic operation costs from Innova. So, no, it doesn't necessarily mean that I can just run everything, because money still is important to look at. But yeah, Innova is the lion's share of a benefactor when it comes to touring. I know that I can tour, and at least, you know, it's up to me to make profit
in other ways. Which is good to hear. And I think it's great to even, you know, share some of those real world situations that, you know, a lot of people are starting to think about the glitz and glamour of touring and how amazing it can be. And I think everyone would agree it can be, but it's not always, first of all, it hasn't always been that way. And second of all, it's still not that way for everybody
yet.
Yeah, for most. And so, you know, knowing that you've been there in that grind and seen and continue to work, you know, work your way up constantly. What are some of your other sponsors or other needs that you're excited to have taken care of, or other people that continue to help you? What are some of the other ones, and maybe where is there a void, if any, that you would love more help with?
You know, I think partnering with like a clothing apparel would be good. Shoes are expensive. You know, like there's the pair of shoes that we found that kind of work on turf and concrete. And that's kind of the thing, right? Is like you have to have a turf shoe now and a concrete shoe, because every weekend we have a different compound. So a shoe sponsor would be nice. I think spend like $160 per pair of shoes, and they've, you know, playing every day, like several hours every day. The shoes burn out, I want to say like every 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, so it's $160 every 2 months at least. It's just like things add up. Like, clothing, apparel, shoe sponsorship, would definitely be cute for me, at least. That way, you know, I can have a fresh pair of kicks more often, you know, whatever. it's just stuff like that. It, you know, it's like really trickled. It's like trickle stuff. Like if I could just get a little bit more in different directions at the end of the season, you know, you're looking at saving possibly $10,000 extra, and that could mean, well, I have $10,000 to invest. I have $10,000 to do elective surgery or whatever, you know, I can get pec implants. It would be nice to just at the end of the seasons have just more money to reinvest in yourself. Like what if you needed some kind of dental thing, but you've been putting it off? As a touring player, like you have to cover your bases, but you also, there's other life costs. You know, like if you want to get LASIK surgery for your eyes, I don't want to wear glasses every day. It sucks. I hate having to clean them. You know, just more money, more opportunity, more, you know, more work. Like, where is it?
So, YouTube, real quick question.
Yeah.
Question about your contract. You said Innova covers the lion's share of the touring costs now. Being on the Star team, I'm assuming you're going to get a tour disc, whatever that may be. If you're willing to share what that is, if you know what that is, even feel free. Is that above and beyond those sales? Does that go to help additionally for you then? I'm sure it's different for every player, but whether you get $2 per disc or $8 or whatever that number is that above and beyond? Does that help additionally when you sell 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 tour discs?
I've always been curious, like what, you know, like are there two or three? What are you smiling for? Are there like?
I'm laughing for what you're gonna say.
Yeah, me too. Actually,
you guys had these conversations privately? Is she knows what the answer is gonna be?
No, she. I don't know. She
no,
knows.
I don't know.
I don't even know what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, but maybe better than
yourself. I could say probably one of 20 things at whatever angle I want to drive the bus down. I think, you know, you get on the Star team, maybe you have more access to the creative team. Maybe you have more access to premium plastics. Maybe you have more access to you probably just have more access. When you're on the middling team, it's more of like, okay, well, you know, this, you're going to promote this disc, you know, and you can't say whatever you want. You have to kind of like stay in your lane. Star team, I'm assuming you get a little bit more creative you know, leeway. You get a little bit more help with people inside the company, the creative team, and you have access to more polymers and blends. So you could probably ask for something pretty unique. And then they would, you know, they would see if it's in their wheelhouse to put it in production. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does that answer the question? I think it should help. You know, I don't know. Do people buy more discs in 2023? It seemed like the economy, at least for like the money people had per month to spend frivolously, was a little lower on average. So, like, I mean,
it does help when people buy your disc.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
If they buy more, you get more money, and that does affect what you get.
Yeah, it should affect the bottom line if you sell more units.
You've been with Innova a long time, so you've thrown probably a majority of what they have to offer at some point, whether you're testing it out or not. Do you have like an ideal blend and disc that if you could make up any blend and plastic and mold that you would take? I mean, whether it's already out there or whether it's something you've just kind of like, man, I'd really have always would have loved a TL champion blend rock or something crazy. Like what's your kind of ideal thing?
Well, like just recently, they started to mix a different type of Star Halo blend that was it's super grippy. It even has like a weird sound when your thumb comes off it. It makes like a squeaky, like you're rubbing your fingers on like a really clean plate. There's like no grease or nothing. It's just like this. They've made this new plastic that's been really good, and that's been a really nice for like your domey driver type discs. And then to go back, I wish we made something that's like it felt like more dense and solid, sort of like how the 11 time plastic used to feel. I would love to have a few molds like run in like a plastic that we're not. I can't say yeah for sure we have that in our lineup. That would be really cool to see.
Okay. I was just thinking about what you've had in the past in terms of your molds, and then I look over at you, Luke. Does part of your contract involve a signature disc or a tour support disc or fundraisers? You know, what has that conversation been like so far for you?
Yeah, I'll have some signature discs with Thought Space, and I'll also have one with the Infinite. So I'm gonna have more signature discs than you.
I knew it was coming. Did you set that one up, Terry? How nice. I mean,
thanks for that one.
Yeah, same dog. Smaller companies rule. Yeah,
what are you liking so far specifically in terms of what you've been playing? Obviously, lots of new plastic, lots of things to try out. What are you? I don't need a full in the bag. I know that'll be exclusive to your YouTube channel and all. But where are you kind of leaning with some of the discs that you're leaning into so far?
Well, to be honest, I haven't really tried all the discs, especially with Infinite. Mm-hmm. I have tried some, but I have a huge box waiting for me at Bradley's house.
Okay.
And it's not really easy to test out here. Mm-hmm. It's just too cold. But for Thought Space, I've tested their discs since they started coming out. So I already know a bunch of their discs and know which one I like. So for Thought Space, it's definitely a lot of discs I like. Pathfinder is probably one of my favorites. And Mantra, Votum. I mean, it's those are probably the ones I think right now, but I have evolved in the last couple of years. So it's like, it is different if you threw a disc 3 years ago and then you test some discs now, you're like, oh, well, this flies different now. So I definitely have to try them all out when I get to the States and see which one is going to be, like, for sure my signature discs and for sure going to be in my bag.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of players, when they go to a new sponsor like you are this year, will say, hey, I've been reinvigorated. I'm excited. I'm going to work harder this offseason than ever before because I have to learn new plastics, new flight lines, new options, and really get things dialed in. You're not just going to the bag that you put, you know, maybe in the closet in October or November. Do you have some of that anticipation, some of that excitement about, or does it maybe feel overwhelming that you have so many options and discs to choose from?
I think it's like a combo. I don't think I'll have a problem throwing new discs. But it is going to be a lot, trying to just figure out which one is best for me and build a whole new bag. And especially because I'm not going to be able to have a lot of time. If I was there right now, it wouldn't be a problem, but I don't even know if I'll make the first event and let alone if I have time to figure out what's going to be in my bag. I'm like showing up with like two discs. I'm like, this is what I have.
I've seen 4 months.
Yeah.
Bradley, some of the best rec players I've ever played against show up with two discs and beat you on the course at league. So
yeah.
Yeah.
What will be right now, what do you think will be the toughest or maybe the favorite disc of yours that you're, you know, gonna have the hardest time letting go of? Maybe your favorite disc or driver or whatever it is that was in your bag from Prodigy. What do you think is going to be like just the toughest to replace or to duplicate?
The color pink, right?
Nah. Well, you think that's the problem. It's never been a problem to me. He's like super against me throwing pink. Like way more than you would think.
Really? Because your whole bag is all pink discs, right?
It is all pink. And he's like, well, what if this blue one is just slightly better and you're missing the opportunity of having a better disc? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Slightly better. Come on.
Yeah, slightly
20%,
better.
20%. That's a big deal. You threw 20% further. That's huge.
That is huge. It is. I think this is a topic for another day if it's 20% better or just slightly better. But
blue discs are better.
But to answer your question, there is a couple of molds I will kind of for now keep, which is for sure PA3. So I'm going to putt with my putters.
Okay.
And that's going to be like a for now thing. And maybe we'll make a new putter. Maybe not. We'll see. But that's going to stay in the bag. And then I think for my super long kind of flippy discs, I don't know if I have one, but I'm pretty sure I'll find one. But I just think that, or I know that with Thought Space, I have my fairways covered and I have my kind of overstable driver covered. But for those kind of more flippy, like super long shots, like tailwind shots, maybe sidearm flip up shots, I would have to try and find a disc that works for that, because I did have a few really good discs at the end of the season. Yeah.
I guess I didn't even think about it that way. I mean, I know you obviously have a requirement for both Thought Space and Infinite Disc, but I never even thought about if you have a favorite driver, you don't maybe even have to replace it.
Yeah, if there's something that you just now, while you learn new plastic, you know, you can keep duplicates in your bag. So, you know, you can go walk up to a tee for a practice round, throw something you're used to, and then be like, oh, how does this Maya throw? And throw that. So,
huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You guys didn't ask for any tips and in this category.
No one usually does.
But I think you two should be doing a weekly podcast as well. And I'm pretty sure everybody would jump on board and would watch that. So if you're looking for another content idea.
It's going to be we're going to start a fight every time.
Exactly. That's why people will watch.
We can call it the makeup. At the end of every episode.
They were breaking up. Everyone's like, oh, they're not going to last.
Is this the week?
That's right. And just
we'll have our breakup on the podcast and then we get back together on the next.
Yeah.
BM Central.
Just a cliffhanger every episode.
Maybe that's the title of the podcast. Are we going to break up? Just every week.
Are we going to break up this week?
Here's what he said to me in the practice round.
She has like the intro of the
practice rounds. They're the worst.
We're going to go over what he said to me in the practice round.
I think we do break up every practice round. I just suck. So he's like, you suck. Like, how are you playing disc golf? Go home. I don't want to watch you. You get it together or I'm leaving.
You go behind me.
Yeah.
And don't throw until I'm at least two holes ahead.
Yeah. Then if you get better, you can catch me.
Yeah. If you start throwing better.
Yeah. No wonder I'm so good now. Huh?
That's true.
Yeah. It's that tough.
Is that motivation? Like, you're super fine up there, buddy. I'm good back here.
No, I don't think it's motivation. It's not. I think she gets her fuel a different way.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it.
Breakup, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well. I don't know. Maybe your blood pressure's up or something, or your heart rate. I know you guys are trying to get back to sleep, but before we let you go, is there anything else either of you or both of you want to share with the world as we head into 2024 after all this exciting news?
Oh my God, I hate that question. It's just so open.
Yeah,
but it's your time to
I'm
say
sorry,
like.
Turret.
No, that's fine.
I want to jump on the
I'm trying to think of another way to reword
like to thank,
that.
My sponsors, Innova, Champion Discs, Squatch Bags, all the moms and dads out there who root for me. Oh. Thank you so much for following me this year on tour.
Especially the moms and dads.
Yes. The ones with money. Thank you.
The ones with money. They don't have money. They have kids. The single 35-year-olds.
Oh, that's true. Those yeah, the ones who slide into the DMs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have a tour series disc. Just point them there. Just when they slide into your DMs and be like, well, you know, what would really butter me up maybe is a box of Bradley Williams XYZ.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, the new B. Willie.
We'll add that to our podcast.
Yeah, podcast merch. You guys need to get on it. Okay, so here let's end on this note. I have not called you lucky. I've not bought into that in just absolute like Western U.S., like just lucky, just straight up lucky. Can you?
Because you think it's lazy.
Can you? No, what I want to know is can you definitively share with the world your official pronunciation, regardless of nickname, but your official pronunciation? If somebody were to correctly state your name, how is that pronounced so that we all have it? So at least we know what it is.
You're going to drag me down this?
No, I just wish you could say it once and then I can say it. So they know that you don't know how to say my name.
It's Lee K. Lou K.
No,
Lee K. Lou K.
Say it.
Anna Lee K.
We practice.
Lee K. Lou K. Lou K. Lee K. It's tough. It's a tough one. Lucky. Oh, shit. I said Lee K.
So, I say Lou K.
Yeah, because you guys say it with a U.
It's
okay.
E.
Yeah. So it's Lee.
And it's got to be in the Lee K.
Yeah.
Lee K.
It's like Lee.
And then we're kind of like a Russian type language, so we're more like harsh, and you're like Lee K. Yeah, you're like nice. Sweet.
We're like, okay, baby.
And my yeah, and how sugar we muffin. Would say is,
and then they're like, shut up, get over here and shovel the yard.
If you're mad, lykke. That's yeah. how you say it, lykke.
Yeah,
lykke, lykke.
Yeah, lykke,
lykke,
lykke. Yeah, I want to get this right. I genuinely want to be. I want to be as right as I can be. Lykke. Yeah.
So it's just so weird because it is right, but
it's wrong.
It's just the so wrong. It's it's. I think it's the accent, and I think it's just the softness about it that might be.
Crank it up, bro.
It truly sounds like it's the K portion of it. It's the transition from the like the K. Like I don't think we can say it one more time.
Your mouth has to be ready to go.
Yeah. Well, it's like it takes Riley 10 minutes for his mouth to not be like American and be like, yeah, try to say Norwegian words. And then it takes so long for you to kind of figure out how to say it because we talk differently. And it's also the why. It's right, like
you go, then Terry goes. And then you go, then Terry goes. Say it.
Lykke.
Terry, say it.
Lykke.
No, it's almost like a kie, like lukie, like lukie.
That's how I once I said that if you say the word kie, like in Spanish, like kie.
Yeah.
That's kind of how you would.
Yeah, Spanish
do the
sure.
Yeah, tell us another language you speak that we don't speak. That does not help.
Well, that's closer. Everyone
can
say
kie.
Spanish. Come on.
Lukie.
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 Lukie. Wow, we're just
getting here.
Yeah, she's gonna have nightmares trying to go back to bed. Bunch of idiots just saying, trying to say her name. I say all this because I want to get it right. I want to be as accurate as possible. If I'm gonna say your name, I'd like to say it as accurately as possible. That's all. So that's why I genuinely care.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
Lykke.
It is
Lykke. Leak, yeah. Leak.
Why are
yeah?
you putting like a J in there? You're like,
I don't
do you
know.
Like, leak? Yeah. Leak,
yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I'm really old and I enjoyed video games, so it just always reminds me, your name always reminds me of the Mortal Kombat character, Liu Kang. So, like, the credit. So it's like, yeah, exactly. So just take off the last part of it. It's like, everyone just calls it like Liu Kang. And it just drop the NG, but that's clearly not how we're supposed to say it. Lykke, lykke,
yeah.
Lykke,
yeah.
Lykke, lykke. Yeah.
It's
get out and mow the yard.
Yeah,
lykke. Go shovel the snow.
Just be like direct,
just
hard,
right at it.
Loud.
Get out there.
Then it's more correct. Just be like,
yeah.
Drive it. Don't
home.
Be nice. Don't be like, oh, she's nice. Think she's direct. She's harsh. She's from Russia. Like, that's what you have to have in your mind.
It's cold.
It's cold.
There's snow.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. for one last time, sponsors, thanks, shout outs, whatever you'd like to give, we'd love to hear it from you.
Oh, yeah. I definitely.
Yeah. Lykke, tell us your sponsors. Hurry up, Lykke.
it was the best I've ever heard you guys say.
great.
So on the podcast, Terry's gonna be like, walking up to a 30-foot putt to take first at the Florida
yes.
Open is Lykke.
Yes.
Lykke.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like a different version of like watching a Spanish football or something.
It's like everyone wants me to be on lead car so Terry can say my name.
Yeah, I know. Because like I need more people to give me shit about name pronunciation. That's exactly what I
internet will be great, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. All right, so ThoughtSpace, Infinite, any other sponsors you want to... ThoughtSpace and Infinite, any other sponsors you want to shout out right now? And any other sponsors you're pursuing or should reach out to you? Is there anyone else?
No, I mean, anyone can reach out. I am open to partnering up with other sponsors. I am, well, I guess I could sponsor up with a lot of companies. So some things are in the works, but for now, I definitely want to thank Godspace and Infinite, which is the two companies I'm partnered up with right now.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the sponsorship. We hope, obviously, that everything goes well in terms of the sports visa. Otherwise, you guys might have to do a remote podcast from across across the ocean or
it'll
something
make,
weekly.
It'll make Are We Breaking Up much more interesting.
If they're
in opposite places. Can they survive a long-distance relationship?
It'll be perfect.
I should not do long-distance relationship.
Yeah, Bradley and Lika. It's so funny. I love the way you guys are. You please do this.
You have to do it once on the broadcast. I promise.
You have to.
It'll be a slightly inside joke. Mo will yell at you, but it'll be fine.
Well, here we go. All right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for coming on to the show. I know it was the middle of the night and you got a little nap in before joining us. And now you can
shovel some cars out.
Yeah, or cuddle back up and enjoy the Norwegian winter. So thank you, guys. Congratulations to both of you on your sponsorships. Thanks for being our first guest officially here on Smashbox in 2024. And stay warm and travel safely. And I look forward to seeing you guys both out on the tour.
Yeah. You guys, thank you.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks.
See ya. Good night.
Right. Bradley and Lucia.
Lucia.
They would put on a great podcast.
I'm not kidding.
To have that.
It would be
if they decide they want to do that, Smashbox will put that podcast out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will register a domain. Are We Breaking Up? we'll come up maybe with a better name for it.
I love it.
We will definitely get it.
Tim and the rest of the crew, we see Ace run out on the board. All you guys joining us, thank you. I know a few people came in a little late wondering what in the world was going on. Yes, tonight.
Well, some people probably aren't even here yet.
I guess in 5 minutes some people will be here, but yes, tonight, starting a little bit early, in fact 1 hour early, and that's what we're going to kind of roll with to see how it goes, to get the whole season started, and this may be the official new start time.
And for those of you that were listening right now, I got a message or two, and there were some people on the board. I know the audio quality was a little up and down, depending on where Bradley was sitting and turned. I think it was the AirPods. No big deal. I'll fix it. I seriously will fix it in post. I can just level out those audio for the podcast listeners. So if you're listening as a podcast, you may not even notice.
Yeah,
that sometimes they were quieter or louder. But we'll get it taken care of. It's not a big deal. Everything was like 99% audible. We'll just clean it up so it's a little bit more level. And us screaming Licke will hopefully be compressed a little bit too.
I don't know. You might have to leave that in there uncompressed so it sounds good.
Oh, geez.
Speaking of sounding good and talking about podcast names.
What?
RIP Nick and Matt Show.
I saw something, but what?
Just clickbait.
Okay.
Nick and Matt Show, to the gracious guys over there. So adorable. Starting their fourth year as a podcast, which we can appreciate, which honestly does make me feel a little bit older, thinking like, holy shit, they've already been around for 4 years. I know we're going on 9, or this will be our 10th come November.
Yeah.
And they're starting their fourth year. Congratulations, of course, to them and the crew and the energy and effort and production, everything else that they do. During their show last night, they made an announcement that they will no longer be the Nick and Matt Show, and they are officially rebranding.
The Nick and Nick Show?
The Nick and Nick Show. The Triple Nick Show.
Show Saint us your Nick, Nick Show. Show us your Nick?
Ooh. Show us your Nick or get out. No, they are rebranding to Staggered Stance Podcast. We should pause the video for your reaction. Now let me say this.
At first, before you even give me any context, yep. I'm going to give you just my off the cuff. And this is so rude. Like we're literally they're a competing podcast. They're friends of ours. We give them a hard time. They give us a hard time. It's great. Love them. Saw Matt this at USCGC. Gave him a big hug. He's awesome. At first, I thought you were going to say Staggered Start, which I think is a great name for a podcast. Staggered Stance. Maybe I guess if you're a an opinionated broadcast. Like maybe some of us are over here, some of us are over here. I guess. I mean, it'll grow on me. Whatever. You know what? If we told someone right now you're starting a podcast named Smashbox, people would be like, "That's a horrible name," and yeah. We'd be like, "You're probably right. We should change it."
Well, a little context to that is they had the same reaction to the name as you just did.
Okay,
and they admitted as much. They Matt flat out said, "I didn't love the name." And now that we've been using it internally and behind the scenes for a few months, we think you're going to grow into the name and that you're going to like it as well.
The only issue, like, is it supposed to be disc golf related?
It's still, no. Because it's still their podcast.
No, I know.
But yes, it's 100% disc golf.
Nobody calls it a staggered stance is my problem. People call it straddle.
I use very staggered few, stance
very
once in a while.
Very rarely.
But a staggered stance is different than a straddle. So you don't call it a straddle stance. You call it a staggered stance.
What's a staggered stance to you?
I feel like offset, the way you and I putt.
So one foot forward, one foot back is staggered stance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
I always just imagine a staggered stance is a little bit more your feet, not true like a straddle, but more spread apart. Like that's a step. But I guess if you want to, that's either way.
So they have talked. I don't know if I'm breaking any news for anyone because you've probably watched them last night. But they are officially promoting or have promoted intern Ben to being a regular panelist, which makes sense.
So what's why in theory they don't want to call it the Nick and Matt show anymore because there's multiple people.
And with that, they're also bringing now. Matt's brother Josh into the mix.
I did see Josh on the show last night.
He's going to be a regular as well. Mm-hmm. So they're bringing Josh Graham into the mix, and Josh and Matt had done the Kids Foundation.
You mean Josh Graham, the guy that's like right over there on our
who
wall?
Supports us.
Supports Smashbox.
He might have forgot he did that. So don't. Now you reminded him. Now he's going
to. Well,
cancel it.
We can't take it down.
yes. So
unless he comes to my house,
and then Evan. Who obviously has been, you know, part of Statmando and is now has a different role within the PDGA and being acquired by the PDGA. I don't know if he's going to be as regular as he has been, but the fact is they're really expanding more so beyond Nick and Matt to then include more so Josh along with Ben and then Evan and then therefore going with a rebranded name.
Should we rebrand? I mean, all the cool kids do it. Everyone says when you move sponsors, you sell more discs. Should we rebrand?
I mean, we already changed the time up to 8 p.m.
Like, as someone put on the board, like, Smashki!
Smashka!
Smashka!
We could become a Norwegian podcast?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Okay.
So, anyway, if you're a little confused or you're curious about they played into it, of course, with their slightly clickbaity title saying, "No more Nick and Matt show? Huh? What? Question mark?" That was the explanation that they give. Of course, we wish them nothing but continued success. They put in a ton of work into the show. And the fact that they have so many people contributing every single Monday night
it's phenomenal.
Is an extra effort in its own just to have that many people all on board week in and week out. So best of luck to them. But if you see staggered stance, and they know that's a play on a golf term, and then, you know, kind of a panel, more of an opinionated
of
panel thing, like it all makes sense. I think they said they went through 140 potential names to arrive at that
one. Yeah, but how many good ones?
They talked to Sunstein about some protections and intellectual property and such, as everyone should. We always say that for Sunstein.
Love Sunstein.
So they talked to them about it. They know what they're doing over there. So
okay.
Best of luck to them. All right. So I wanted to get that out there. Sponsorship news. There was more than Luka today.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, I guess there was. There was more than just her and Bradley.
She's the only one that matters. Yeah, there's been a little bit of news over the last couple days in general. Officially announced Gannon Burr leaving Prodigy. Yeah, that was officially announced.
Didn't see that coming.
Wow, really? Is your head in the sand, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah. But as well as that, something that some people didn't expect maybe was Alden Harris as well leaving Prodigy. So Gannon and Alden both leaving, no guarantee they're going to the same place. Nothing has been announced. Nothing. I think everybody's little hopes and dreams are that they do, just because they're kind of Alden, Gannon, Gavin, Isaac. They're all kind of like a little crew.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it a lot of fun. So I think a lot of people just envision, oh, hey, almost like when we see like Bradley and Luke, as well as Chris Clemens and Hannah, like everyone thinks, oh, let's just go to the same place. They're almost like they're a little couple.
Yeah.
And so everyone kind of has this vision. There's no guarantee of it. Word on the street, obviously, that's been announced, not announced, but that's been speculated on since last year, was Gannon to Discmania. Again, that was last year. This year could be totally different. So I think a lot of people are just maybe speculating because that's also where Gavin is. And I guess we'll just go on with that. Speaking of Gavin, he's been moved up a team on the Discmania team. So he is now a member of their, I forget the exact name of it, whatever their second highest team tier is. I think the top team tier was Kyle Klein and Eagle. And so whatever that next tier is that had Nicholas Antala announcement. Nicholas announced he's leaving Discmania, but it also has Ella and now Gavin, as well as one or two other players in there. So those are some of the announcements we saw. Gavin moving up, Nicholas leaving. What else is out there, Terry?
Well, I was going to say on the Nicholas one is I think that was very surprising to some people.
It was.
And I'm going to go on record and say.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think the wording is
suspect?
A little... Misleading? It's not quite the same as what you see from a lot of other sponsorship departures. And I'm just not certain how that's going to play out. And I guess that's what I could say on that in terms of how I perceived it. And I think about the, just like,
well,
we spoke to our favorite Norwegian a moment ago. There's, I think, some context. I think there's some translation. I think there's some of those things that can come into play. You see that sometimes with the way Kristen occasionally words things, although hers also usually looks spot on and very eloquent. It just leaves a little room for speculation for me. Now, that's going to be my take. Take it or leave it as you will, but that's going to be my official take.
So you're saying that you think maybe he's staying with Discmania, but maybe there's a twist to it or something, like maybe he's like Gavin and he's going to go up a team. Maybe there's a big announcement. He's going to move up to the top.
Yeah, I mean,
team.
Look at what we just saw with Bradley and you know, how it could potentially be spun as to Bradley, you know, sponsored by Innova for all these years. Bradley's taking the next step. The next step may logically imply or assume that means a different company, when it just means a different tier or something of that nature.
It could also mean, as we've seen, some of this House of Disc stuff. Nicholas could be moving to another House of Disc. He could be going to Lat64. He could be going to Castoplast. He could be an actual House of Disc sponsored player. I mean, there's other options that maybe he can still throw Discmania. depending on how things are arranged. So, yeah. One of the funny things about the Ganon Burr saying he's leaving Prodigy, as Ganon is wont to do, he trolled everybody a little bit by saying things like, I'm a dynamic player, I just want to... I want to be a
a world leader,
In disc sports, a champion discs, all this stuff. So go watch Ganon's video; it's on his YouTube page. It's really good, and he just kind of trolls a little bit of everybody. A couple other notes we'll say: Macy Velasquez is leaving Dynamic Discs. She did not say where she's going yet, but it was announced that her future is not with Dynamic Discs. So, as we all know, Macy is pregnant right now, so she's due, I believe, as someone said, in June. And so who knows what this year's future may be. Maybe she gets another sponsor right away. Maybe she takes a year of sponsorship off, depending on what her status is. So that's to be determined.
Can you read but verbatim as to how it was worded? Because here again, immediately start to think of maybe she is choosing to forego a sponsorship opportunity.
It could be.
Leaving room for other people on the team, and she's not necessarily concerned about pursuing a sponsorship because of... the new child or children she's hoping to bring into the world. I don't know if she's expecting more than one, but this time,
best of luck.
Yeah. So anyway, go on, read it for us. Well, this is by Dynamic as opposed to Macy.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Macy's. Do you want me to read this or no?
If you've got Macy's.
I do not have Macy's offhand, not the exact minute. So sorry.
What good are you?
I'm not. I have the Dynamic one. Some other notes. We'll move on then. Some other notes. Emerson Keith. No secret, Innova posted him on their champion team.
By champion, do you mean... I'm just
kidding. Champion, it's there. It's the one right below the star team where Bradley Williams just moved up. Okay. So Emerson Keith announced, obviously, he was leaving Lone Star. Now he is on Team Innova. Congratulations to him. Cadence Burge, she announced she is going to be re-signing with Dynamic. So she is there. Emily
Discmania?
Re-signing with Discmania. Yeah, sorry, not Dynamic. Sorry.
I was like, what? Yeah. This is news. So,
whoa, no. Yeah, with Discmania. My bad. And Emily Beach re-signing with Innova. We saw a couple other Innova posts out there. Innova tends to announce all their players the very beginning of the year. So you saw a lot of people that are just, you know, saying, hey, I'm re-signing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and a lot of them are just staying with Innova. It seems like, not that I know, a lot of people are right now talking about Ganon and Eagle. Last year we saw Simon make an announcement a little later. I wouldn't write off Innova for Eagle right now quite yet, even though everyone's like, well, their team's been announced. That website's very easy to update. So right now nobody quite knows what Eagle is doing. Exactly. So, were there any... Jessica Weiss. Congratulations, Jessica Weiss, who got promoted from the champion team to the star team of Innova as well. So, yes. Jessica Weiss moving up to the star team.
Leaving Prodigy, we saw an announcement that came from one Dutch Napier, Batman.
Yeah, that's right. That one honestly surprised me. I was taken just a slightly aback because Dutch has been with Prodigy for a long time. Great, great human being, Dutch Napier. And I didn't expect it, honestly.
Yeah, and what got me thinking is Dutch is one of the longest sponsored players of that team right now.
Correct.
The only three people that have been around longer are...
Kale.
Yep. The other two don't play.
Oh, gosh. Then I'm not going to be able to think.
Will Schusterick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Doesn't really play.
It's funny because I don't really count. Yeah, yeah. I know he's sponsored. He's more an employee now.
Okay. And then in a very similar sense, the other one is who retired officially from competitive play.
Dave Greenwell?
Part owner, family part owner, Sepu Payu.
Okay.
So Seppo and Will, two of the original people, along with Kale, the three of the original guys to come along with Prodigy, which was just announced in 2013. Dutch was of that like secondary-ish team to then join. He had been with them, I believe, for a full 10 years. And so to see he was like the next... most tenured, if that's the right word.
That is the right word.
Player to see him. Now Dutch has also been dabbling. Dutch the Dabbler has mm-hmm. been doing well in both MPO and MP40, and one has to immediately think, is there that much more value exclusively placed on your positioning at MPO divisions, MPO big events, and can you be a dominant MP40 player that just doesn't garner the attention or the sponsorship dollars, regardless of what you've done in the past? And, you know, we see Joe Revere's, obviously, a game with Innova, and we see what he's done. We see Johnny McRae, as you call him, the ageless wonder, for a number of years, winning in all sorts of divisions, including
MPO just recently,
including being in the MP50 Global Masters Tour points leader. Was it MP50 or was it just in general?
It might have been just in general.
He was
just the Global Masters.
Yeah, Global Masters. So he clearly is, considered very valuable and on one of the top tiers with Latitude 64. You just have to wonder, does Prodigy, you know, when you think of a Prodigy Masters player.
Dutch.
I'm trying to think. Technically Kale now.
Yes.
As of last year, but that's... I don't, a lot of others don't jump out at you as where you think of an Innova. You know, you could think of a half dozen or a dozen, you know, 40 or 50 year old players that are household names that have been with Innova for many years, and longstanding players.
To be fair, Innova is really the only team where I can think of a significant MP40 team, like just that they seem to hold on to that type of the player. I mean, I can't think of a prominent. I mean, Michael Jove with Discraft.
You're yourself in trouble here.
Technically, DOS.
No, he's not old enough.
Oh, you're right. He's not. He's still like he's like 37 or 38. Oh, damn, yep. God. Uh-huh. Well, he might as well be. Just go Masters, Nate.
Yeah,
just,
there you go.
Just jump into Masters. Obviously, with Legacy, you've got Stevie.
Yep.
And he's very prominent.
Patrick Brown.
Patrick Brown as well. So, yeah, there's Legacy. Like you just don't see a lot of MP40 players that are significantly sponsored. And Kale is almost, pardon the pun, grandfathered into that clause because he's been with them for so long and he's like a core member of that team. And he still does play MPO, but I think you're going to see a lot of MP40 out of that guy.
Yeah. Well, so we wish Dutch and everyone else the best of luck. I think a few more of these announcements will continue to unfold. I'm certain that Dutch has something in the works as to what his plans are going to be in terms of how much he's playing. And then he has to face that kind of that question of is something like Cali's Masters Tour something that he wants to pursue? Is it staying regional that's going to still give a sponsor the most bang for their buck? Is he still want to go out and try and be as competitive as possible in MPO at some of these big events?
Well, he's at that point where I think, as you know, he's got his foot in both pools. He can play MPO locally if he wants, and maybe the competition is better suited to his skill level, as opposed to going to MPO at a national level, as opposed to he is much more competitive at a national level at MP40. So he's still in that zone where he just, you know, he can double dip. That guy can double dip.
Double dip. Trevor Harbaugh also going to be.
And he can double Dutch, I bet.
Double Dutch. Yeah, I mean, Tim thinks that Dutch is going to get a staggered stance tattoo on it. I don't think he will.
He better not.
I don't think he will. Dutch is a smashy through and through.
Through and through. We love that guy.
So hopefully if anything happens in terms of developments with him, we can have a chat with him. Matthew Blakely, Brad Schick, a couple of Discraft MP40 players. Danny Polk came up in the board as well. Danny, a Prodigy sponsored player over there in Minnesota. But I think Danny also is the recipient, and I don't want to mess it up, so I'll try and quickly do the clickety clicks. Received an award as well recently that's not quite golf. It's like golf adjacent. And let me find it quickly so I don't mess it up because I don't want to do that. My understanding is that he has been inducted into the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to you, Danny. I saw that on the Facebooks today. Oh, here it is. He says, wow, first, thanks to the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame, Dan and Susan Neiman for this honor. I am beyond grateful to be inducted into the 2024 class. And he goes on to thank a whole bunch of people, friends, sponsors, including Prodigy, Airborne, Blue Ribbon Pines for their support to continue to go out there and represent and show off the game. So again, congratulations to Danny or Daniel Polk, as many of you know, lived in Wisconsin and just an all-around super great human, has moved over to Minnesota more than a decade ago and continues to be a threat at every event over in
Minnesota. I got to see him at Standing Rocks for a few moments. We shook hands and said hi. And
then he's like, okay, I'm going to the lead card and you're going to stay right here on hole seven.
Seven. Wow, thanks.
It's okay, 17.
That's much better, Terry. Okay.
Either way, he said hi to you.
Yes, well, we chatted and shook hands. Some other names that were brought up, or another name that was brought up, was Katrina Allen signed, continued her sponsorship with DGA. I don't know nobody seems to know what her contract really is, if there's a length, if it's a year to year, but she did announce that she's going to be with DGA again this year, which to me kind of feels like, it is maybe she's on a year by year basis between her and DGA. I like, if you announce, hey, I'm going to be with them another year, you usually don't do that if you're on a multi-year agreement, but that she could also just be saying, hey, I'm still here. I'm still with DGA. Just because maybe she understands that not many people know what her contract status is because it's probably being kept under wraps for their own, you know, that's their own wishes.
Yeah, and I think you touched on it. You mentioned Parker Welk earlier.
I did not mention that.
Okay, I will.
It was in our list. But
On the 31st, he had announced also from Prodigy that he says, thank you for the support and the opportunity you have given me. The 2023 season was nothing short of incredible, and I've made memories I will never forget. With that being said, I'll be representing a different company in 2024. And then he went the Chandler Kramer route. Any guesses? Do you have a guess, Johnny?
No, not a clue.
No guess.
I mean, I could randomly throw in a name.
Well, some thought it was a hint that if you watched, which I know you did, the Big Arm tournament that I filmed in Arizona a few weeks ago, the shirt he was wearing very much looked like it said DGA on the back. And I think that wasn't a D, it was actually an O. And it was representing some other brand that's not disc golf related, but it very much looked like a DGA. Because I remember it was the very first hole. I'm standing behind him, ready for him to putt, and I'm like, "What? Why is he wearing a DGA shirt? What did I miss?" This was a month ago.
Might be a little early.
It was
early.
Not a DGA shirt. It wasn't their font, but it. Plenty of comments in my YouTube section said, "Hey, why is he wearing a DGA shirt?" Anyway.
If I'm going to throw out a random guess, because I'm going to throw a random guess out.
Okay.
Lat 64.
Mm.
I mean, that's literally as random as I can get.
Okay.
I don't know who or what. I mean, I could see it being DGA.
Thought Space.
I mean, maybe.
Lone Star?
Could be a Lone Star guy. It does feel like Lone Star is kind of changing their perspective on their sponsored players. It doesn't feel like they have as many MPO sponsored players right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they still have Nico, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've got Carter Ahrens. Mm-hmm. Carter Ahrens is really kind of an up and comer. Nico, not at all an up and comer. Mm-hmm. But other than that, as far as MPO players, I can't think of another MPO player right now. Chandler, right?
No, Chandler's gone.
Chandler's gone. Oh, Robert Burridge, Bobby B?
I think he re-signed.
He re-signed. I think Bobby B re-signed. So,
Or did he? Now I'm going to sound like an idiot.
I don't know if he re-signed. I know they were all joking about that he was all by himself or something. So, I'm not sure. His Facebook.
Yeah, if he didn't, he needs to update his Facebook. Okay, here he says it right here with 11 hours ago. So this is understandable. We didn't know for sure.
I didn't see it.
With 2024 starting, the disc golf season start for me is only 1 month away. With that in mind, I'm happy to be with Lone Star Disc for another year. My bag will change a slight bit with new discs coming out, especially the Spur, the Horny Toad, and with some work, the Wrangler.
Thanks. Is he going to wear jeans on the course? He should.
That seems appropriate. So Congrats to Bobby Burridge.
Great job, Bobby Burridge. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know what Lone Star's plan is. They haven't called me to fill me in yet.
No, but so we might get to the bottom of it.
I'll wait for my phone call to figure out what their 2024 plan looks like. But I could see, Parker at Lone Star. I could see him at Lat. I mean, I could see him at Thought Space.
Dynamic, where he made that massive, massive splash.
Could be, but it just really feels like, and I haven't talked to anyone at Dynamic, but it really feels like Dynamic is kind of shedding players right now.
Okay.
Like that they're not making any big splashes. It almost feels like the year or so before Ricky and Kona, where it was very quiet for them, and then they came out with a big splash. And maybe that's what they're going to do again. I don't know. Maybe they're going to make a big splash, and we're going to see Eagle at Dynamic Discs or something. But we'll see. That's your sponsorship news. Do you like it? A couple years ago, it kind of felt like everybody announced they're leaving in November and December. Mm-hmm. And then the first of the year, first, second, third of the year, all the announcements. Hey, I'm going here, going here. Now it feels like everyone's waiting till the first of the year to announce they're leaving. And now we're going to kind of spread out the where am I going. Do you, from a media perspective, do you like that? And then I would say from just a general fan perspective.
I'm fine with it. What I would lean into is with some assumption, think that some of these manufacturers, you're not out of contract until the 31st. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe specifically Prodigy has that. You're under contract until the 31st, but that wouldn't necessarily make sense because you see like Luke, announcing earlier than say Parker just yesterday. So maybe that theory is out the window. I know their contract is up on the 31st. That much I'm pretty certain of. Is there any clause or obligation as to when you can announce a leaving? That I don't know. And so maybe that's what's helping drive this bus or push that narrative is, you know, and I know that's been part of the speculation with someone like an Eagle as to,
yeah.
I mean, Eagle went live and made mention of, he was, I think, opening a mystery box. And then a lot of people were like, oh, he's not pushing mystery boxes. Then all of a sudden there's a mystery box thing. And everyone's like, well, wait, now I'm really confused. And Eagle, I watched him. I clicked on it just for a minute. And it was in the 1 minute he said something about, here's my mystery box. I love my mystery boxes or something of that nature. They're only so much. And I get free mystery boxes for life. And like, if that doesn't like try to say something, I don't know what does. But so anyway, I guess my point, though, is some people are making this content and trying to either thank or hold up their end of the bargain with whomever they're with, maybe, and they may stretch that all the way till December 31st, even if they are moving on. Yeah. I think that's a legitimate concern, most definitely for some of these players. If you have a high-profile player like Eagle who feels like he probably moves discs every time he makes a post, you probably want to get as much as you can. That's assuming he's leaving, and even if he's not, you probably want him to be making those posts. So I'm okay with it spreading out. I don't... let's face it, nobody's competitively throwing really for another month and a half.
I think, I'll say this, from a fan perspective, it was, and even a media perspective, it was kind of fun to get everything at the first of the year. Now, from a media perspective as well, it's going to be nice for us that we can spread out some of the news, because if everything's announced this week, next week, what do we talk about?
Sure.
But from a player and manufacturer perspective, I can understand saying, hey, this is really great to spread out the announcements so we all get our own time in the spotlight. And with a lot of players, with someone, we'll just say Gannon or Eagle, when they announce wherever they're going, I think I've said it in the past couple of years, you should have a stack of discs ready to ship out that door. So when Gannon says, I'm going to Smashbox Discs, we should have 1,000 or 5,000 discs that we just go, that go on sale that minute. The minute he makes that announcement, it makes it official. That is the peak of excitement, the peak of absolute anticipation. You know, Ganon should come out the gates and say, "Hey, I'm going to throw the Smash Box." What's our name of our disc? The microphone. We're going to throw the microphone. And not I don't want to impede on Kevin Jones's sound kind of thing. But I'm going to throw the Smashbox microphone, and we have 1,000 or 5,000 of them sitting here, and just they're going to go out the door with his stamp on it. Like, I want that to be ready. Because to me, you're missing an opportunity as a manufacturer if it's announced next week and you're like, cool, stay tuned for discs. We'll get them to you in the next 3 weeks. By that point, we've already seen two or three other announcements. Strike while the iron is hot is kind of, I think, the mentality on this one. So I get why manufacturers could or should maybe do that. From my perspective, it was really nice in the first of the year. It was kind of like everyone opens up their browser after New Year's and they're like, "Who? What announcements were made?" But
I don't know. There's so many players that we now care about, and there's so many high profile players, and then I'm sure there's plenty of players that like are all geared up for their announcement, and everyone's like, cool, yay. You know, it just, I guess, depends on where you hit or land on the spectrum, the fandom spectrum of sorts. But they'll all continue to roll out. The few that are waiting, there's obviously anticipation, like you're saying, for a number of our highest profile players, and it's just a matter of what day is that going to be on. We'll see.
And by the way, Tim Kortz nailed it. The disc should have been called The After Show.
Yeah.
Sorry. I fell on my face on that one. Thanks, Tim.
Mm-hmm. We'll go with that. That's something for later that I've got. Okay. Real quick, Emerson Keith, I'll make a quick plug that Emerson Keith not only, of course, announced to join Innova's team champion, spit that all out. He's also going to be here in Wisconsin this weekend. So Emerson Keith coming here to the Milwaukee area, the indoor disc golf experience going on, Jeff Showers, Mike Harrington, the whole crew, that's taking place over in Brookfield. I had a chance to go over there. They had kind of a glow. I don't want to call it a pre-show, but they had a glow event this last weekend on Friday night. I was able to poke my head in for about a half hour to walk around, say hi to a whole bunch of people. It's kind of a precursor to what's coming up this weekend. You guys have seen...
Are you going this weekend?
I might poke my head in there again if I can. I'm not signed up to participate.
Well, let me know if you do. Maybe I'll hitch along.
You know, you've seen Simon, we've seen Barsby, Philo. A number of our players have been at these. They have them taking place here in Milwaukee area, Brookfield technically, and then also in Rockford and in Dubuque. I think Chris Dickerson's been to them. Gannon's been to them. So you've seen these guys, various people post on their channels through the last couple of years in doing this. And it's going on this particular weekend. The two nights are here in the Milwaukee, and then the next couple are in Dubuque and Rockford over the next month or so. But Emerson Keith is the featured guest here in the Milwaukee area this weekend. So it'll be good to see him. I'm sure he's jacked up about leaving some Texas weather to come up to Wisconsin. At least it's pretty mild. We don't have too much. No, we don't have any snow. And things are pretty mild here. But we'll have Emerson Keith in town this upcoming weekend. So looking forward to that. And best of luck. I think one night is singles and one night is double. Also, I don't know which night is which, but I know that's what's going on out here. So looking forward to having them. Anything else in terms of PDGA? Releases or news? The new PDGA rules will, in theory, or not in theory, will be in effect.
Yeah.
Any of the rules that we talked about last year, a lot of them then technically go into effect as of the first. I think maybe the biggest one being the scoring
that everyone has to keep.
I think that's going
to
be probably one of the biggest like day to day actual adjustments to get made. I think the scoring will be probably the biggest one, that everyone's responsible for the scoring on the card, for all scores on all the cards. I don't know. I think that was about it in terms of other news there.
It was pretty quiet over the holiday weekend.
Understandably. You
know, unlike the last holiday weekend where the PDGA dropped their big news, nothing came out this Friday. It was just a very quiet and hopefully happy and safe New Year's.
Yeah, and I'll go on and say I don't think we saw any other major DGPT-related news that dropped that was unexpected or out of the ordinary or groundbreaking or anything of that nature either. I think actually, in fact, DGPT, the entire company, was
they had a whole week
a few
off.
Days off.
Yeah, so they had the week of Christmas to New Year's off.
Even all the behind the scenes guys and everything yep. else. Big shout out. Happy birthday. Yesterday was Steve Rico's birthday. He's caught us, Johnny. He's 45 officially. Along with
an
us
old
for a
guy.
While. And
how did that guy get so old?
I know. And today, Des Redding celebrating her birthday. So.
And yesterday? Dion
Arlen.
That's
nice.
Right. From Stat Mando, now part of the PDGA. The whip, Dion, happy birthday to all of the birthday people over the
One other thing to announce or to quickly talk about, I'll just read this word for word so I don't screw it up too much. Charlie Mead, who was inducted into the... Disc Golf World Disc Hall of Fame. Charlie Mead had made a post saying, congratulations to host Chinese Taipei for taking the gold medal at the WIFDIF Asia Oceanic Team Disc Golf Championship and for winning Spirit of the Game as well. Then it goes on to click on the results, which actually I could put right in the chat board if anybody cares about those to read up a little bit more. But that took place. We saw... Australia represented, Japan represented. Who else did we see? I'm sorry. Those were in the finalists, it looks like. Taipei and Thailand and Hong Kong, China all were at the games. So read more. I'll put it in the chat if you want to read up on that. So. Congratulations. Sounds like fun to, again, I know we think about off season and we think about a lot of our players taking a break and relaxing and they should. And then we're also seeing other factions and other places of the world that aren't maybe under snow or dealing with rougher conditions or just maybe are generally kind of tropical or warm and taking advantage. We talked to Thomas Gilbert about the Pan Am games. I think you're going to see more of those opportunities come up and be more prevalent during the season, but also largely in the off season, which I think gives a lot of opportunities for people who don't maybe play in those types of situations, whether it's higher pressure or exhibition style. I think there's going to be more of those that are going to come about, and I'm here for it. I love the idea. I love the concept. So congrats. Golf, semi-golf related.
Uh-oh.
Ricky Wysocki.
He had a New Year's party.
Hosted a New Year's party. And I did. I swear I had intentions to check in with him today to get the update. But instead, I just relied a little bit on the Facebook posts. I didn't see any police-related pictures. All right? I didn't see any cop cars at the door. None that were photographed.
It looked like he had a legit company come in and do bartending.
He had bartending? He had DJ and lights, and then an open bar, and obviously his pool table, pool, hot tub, cold plunge, all putting, everything.
Do we need
and
to,
he opened it up to like semi-legit strangers.
Do we need to go to New Year's at Ricky's next year? Maybe host a podcast from there?
Maybe.
Could be fun.
Just a big shout out to Rick. I've said this before. He's very warm and welcoming and kind and gentle and all those types of things and friendly. And if you see him friendly on the course, he is just like that in person. And at some point, he just had the idea of like, hey, should I just hold a party here and invite a bunch of golfers? And he did just that. Tons of people from all around the country immediately went with the lamest response ever, which was, buy me a ticket and I'll be there. Does that include round trip airfare?
No, lame. That's dumb.
You're offering a free party, but can you pay for me to show up too? Yeah. All right. That was the lowest hanging lamest fruit. But he went through a little minor vetting process, I think. And ultimately just had a ton of golfers, strangers, but disc golf community people show up to his house and looks like everybody had a good time from what I could see. So what a cool experience. Like, let's just say that.
That is cool.
No matter how you cut it, the idea that one of our top players would open up his house to have a party of that nature and have an invite, I think is very cool. I give him a ton of credit, and good on him.
And if you didn't know, next year, 2024, New Year's Eve is a Tuesday night.
No way.
It is. I just looked.
That makes December sense, 31st. It's a leap year. Yeah. So that, okay. I don't know. Sounds like that, I think, I know Rick would be for it.
Yeah. Why not? He's got internet. We've got microphones.
He's got great internet, actually. Anyway, very, very cool. So I hope everyone that did was able to attend, had a really good time. And I will check in with, maybe there's stories that he'll tell me, and maybe it's actually low key being nixed for next year. But from the few public posts that I saw, it looks like it was pretty successful. So very cool.
I don't really have anything else after that, Terry. I mean, do we want to wrap this up? Yeah. You going to do an after show?
Yeah, let's do that. It sounds like it feels so early because it is.
It is very early.
But that's all right. That's all right as we're kicking things off. All right, with that being said, holy cow, this is
2024.
First episode of 2024, episode 487. Big shout out to all of you making it through the new year, turning a page.
And you.
And hopefully, I know a lot of people talk about a fresh start, whether you needed it or you're already bulldozing into 2024 with excitement and jubilation for other reasons, whatever the case is, we're glad you're here. We appreciate all of the love and the support here on our show, and looking forward to another solid year of Smashbox TV podcast. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have what we call the after show. That's where we'll talk about things golf or non-disc golf related, anything and everything in between. Interact with you guys out on the board, and we can BS about whatever's going on, and we'll catch up with you guys more there. So for Johnny V, I'm the Disc Golf Guy. That's 487. We'll see you in the after show when you step inside the Smashbox.
Thank you to our $2 and above patrons. Your name is listed below in the credits. If you are interested in being listed as a producer in the Smashbox TV credits and supporting this and other fine podcasts, please visit patreon.com/smashboxtv.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.